waking up. Good morning, honey. Did you sleep well? It's been raining all night. That's just the best weather for sleeping in, isn't it? I hope it wasn't my humming that woke you up. No? I'm glad. I'm sorry if I was a bit too loud, but I know you don't like sleeping longer than 9 hours anyway. Plus, I really can't get this melody out of my head. I know I heard it many, many times, sang it too, but I can't put a name on it. And the lyrics, it's like they're right there on the tip of my tongue, but I just can't remember. No matter how hard I try. But it's a lovely tune, isn't it, honey? Do you mind me humming it until I remember? It's past 10 already. But we did really go at it yesterday. So I'm glad you got the rest you deserve. Though, the sheets are still damp with our sweat and juices. We will have to change them. I'm not sure how since you're tied to the bed. I really don't want to do that again. We will figure something out. I can't wait for when you will choose to stay with me. So we can finally get rid of those ropes and have you walk around freely. Imagine the things you could do to me if you just gave in. Admitted that you enjoy this lifestyle. Enjoy me. It really hurts me to hear you say that, you know. Even if I know you don't mean it, honey. Changing the subject, huh? Well, yeah, I woke up a couple hours ago myself. Why? Well, yes, I was tired after yesterday, sure. Probably more than you, baby, given how I did most of the moving. No, don't pout. I know you could completely overpower me if you wanted to. If I let you. If you weren't tied up like this. I know you're still a bit bitter after the kidnapping and stuff. It must have hurt your sexy male ego. I mean, come on, you're more than double my size. But somehow you're unable to stop this cute, tiny little naked lady from kissing your tummy. In your own bed, no less. Okay, I'll stop. Jeez, no need to be mean, honey. How about I make it up to you? I was waiting for you to wake up so I can make you breakfast in bed. I already know what your answer's going to be. But I want you to know that you have a choice, honey. I don't like some of the implications of telling you feel free to experiment, but in the context of breakfast, as well as many other contexts, I'm ready to fulfill your wildest desires. Yeah? You sure? The usual it is then. I wish you could join me in the kitchen, though. It would be so adorable to have you watch me. I know you can taste my love in the food I make for you, but it would be a whole different experience if you could actually see me pour it in. Not many things say I love you as strongly as the sight of your other half cheerfully making a delicious meal just for you. Don't you think, honey? Are you sure you don't want to pledge your undying love and devotion to me real quick? I mean, I still have a front row ticket for the show, you know. The show called Your Little Housewife Makes You Breakfast in Naked Apron while humming sweetly and shaking her perfect ass, of course. I mean, not to brag, but I imagine it's quite the experience, you know. Not something you want to miss out on, honey. No? Okay. Well, you won't miss out on that much. I think I'll keep the apron on after I'm done cooking. Maybe give you something pretty to look at while you eat. Sounds good. Alright. Give me 10 minutes. 15 tops. and I'll be right back at your side, Annie. Call my name if you need anything, okay? Or just to make me happy, and so I don't feel too lonely in there. Honestly, I hate the layout of this place. Why is our bedroom so far from the kitchen, and so close to the front door? Sure, it will just be a couple of walls between us, but it makes me pretty nervous, you know. Just please don't try anything when I'm busy in the kitchen, okay, honey? You aren't very compliant, huh? Good thing I have these ropes as plan B. Let me make sure the knots are tight. I think I'll do it from this position. Give you an image to hold on to when I'm away. Baby, are you getting hard just from this? I already knew my body drives you crazy, but this makes me very happy. At least part of you is honest about your feelings towards me. Okay, the knots look fine. Not as fine as you, but they will do. I'll be right back, honey. I love you. Oh my god, honey. How did you get... Baby, you didn't run. Thank you. You stayed. Thank you so much. I love you. Honey, you're squeezing me so hard, grinding your hard cock against my ass. You're gonna rip my titties off, get my belly stretch marks, and not even my getting me pregnant. Yes, take it all out on me. Squeeze me into submission. Punish me. I'm sorry I hurt your ego, baby, but I had to. Oh god, your hands are so big on me. You could break me in half like a doll. I had to show you that your life is better with me in it. You know it's true. You know I'll make you happy. I'm already making you happy, right? That's why you're here with me, and not outside. Even tied up, you were happy with me taking care of you. Then without me, right? Then when you were all alone. Oh fuck, you're in, honey. You lifted me up on your cock and by my waist, slamming into me like I'm your little fuck toy, your little cock sleeve. Yes, that's exactly what I am, honey. That's all I wanna be. Your tiny, subby housewife. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Take your frustration out on me. Feel good with me. Depend on me. I want to be your everything, you know. Your everything. Your pleasure. Your comfort. Oh, fuck. Your convenience. Your warmth. You don't need anything else, right? Anyone else? Please? Just me, okay? I'll take such good care of you. All of your needs. Yes. You won't have to do anything. Just be mine. And love me and be happy. And need me, okay? Depend on me. Shit. I'm gonna break, honey. Oh, you're squishing me so hard. I'm gonna come. Please come. Come first. My legs are shaking. Come. Come in me. Come in me. Come in me. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you. I love you. Honey, please don't go. Please don't let go of me either. My lungs don't work. I can't stand. I need a second, please. Yeah, lean on me. I'll lean on the counter. Fuck. I'm leaking all your cum all over the floor. It's trickling down my thighs. It trickles so much. I'm a bad girl. A messy one, too. And I only cleaned the floor yesterday. The food is ruined, by the way. Burned to a crisp. You gave me such a delicious treat. And look what I have to give you in return. I'm sorry. I'll start over. No, please don't pull out. Please. Don't go, honey, baby. Please, please. Don't leave me. I'll do anything. Please.
Clean the floor.
But I'm still dripping. And your cock is my number one priority. Oh, okay. That's wild. But sure. Of course I'll lick it clean for you. Let me just... Oh, shit. I still can't stand on my own, too. Well, good thing you want me on all fours anyway. Look, honey. I'm such a messy girl. But I'm also your sweet little housewife, remember? I'm gonna slip or come right off the floor, okay? Like I'm your little fucking cock juice, remember? Damn, it's actually pretty hard. Licking isn't very effective. Your cum is running away from my tongue. Slurping seems to be clearly superior. That was the main puddle, right? Do you see any spots left from there, honey? I could sit up from here and clean your cock while I'm at it. Oh yeah, I licked some more in the meantime. Let me just turn around. Here's a spot. This is a bit of a Sisyphean task, isn't it? I can still feel your cum dripping out of me. So the moment I turn around, there'll be a new spot to clean. And then I'll have to turn around again to get the drops I'll leak while at it. I know I said I want to be your toy, but I didn't expect you to want me to be your fidget spinner. Honey, why are you quiet all of a sudden? Breathing so fast. Are you okay? Oh, baby. You have no idea how happy it makes me that I'm this exciting to you. You gave me such a thick fat load, too. Do you want me to? Oh, shit. The towels are so cold on my back. But I don't mind. I want to see your face this time, okay? Please? As you come inside me, I want to see the look of pleasure. Your eyes rolling back in ecstasy. Wait. Your knees. It's gonna hurt. Your knees. If we do it like this. Let's get a blanket at least, honey. Okay? For you to kneel. Oh. Oh my. You lifted my entire lower half of the floor. Fuck. Pulling me in by my waist as you thrust into me. This is like a reverse top-down, bottom-up. I guess you took my encouragement to experiment before to heart, huh? Oh god, you're so... Oh, you feel so good. You like it more this way, right? Dominating me. It felt great bottoming from the top when you were tied up. Or even being a little assertive. And this... This feels so much better. This feels so right. This is where we belong. You on top of me, and me below you, looking each other in the eyes. You feel it too, right? You don't want to lose me, right? You need me, right? Your life is going to be so much better with me in it, right? You're not going to leave, right? Oh god, you're holding my hand. They're so tiny in yours. So fragile. Yeah, so sweaty. I love you, honey. I want this moment to last forever. I love you so much. Please let me continue showing you. Make me yours. Use me. Make yourself happy with me. Please. Yes, yes, yes. I love you. Come with me. I love you. Together. I love you. Please. Come. 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 Yes, please say it again. Please. Oh god, this is everything I ever wanted. Yes, that's right. Can you please? Please say it again, honey. Please? I love you too. You'll never need anyone else in your life. Yes, with me as your housewife. And fuck doll. Honey. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you. I really... I'll make you happy. Like you make me, honey. Oh, it's a linger, a little longer, a little longer here with you. It's such a perfect night. It doesn't seem quite right. And this shouldn't be my last with you. And come September, I will remember our skeleton days of... Oh fuck.